Unit 7. Confucius and His Writings. Reading 1. Confucius and His Writings. There is really very little information about the life of Confucius. Most of what scholars know today comes from the writings of the students who studied under Confucius. After his death in 476 BC, a few of his students began to record what they could remember of the teachings of Confucius. They also tried to preserve some of the history texts and poetry that Confucius supposedly edited. Future students continued the task of recording their master's teachings. However, among all of the writings that have been attributed to Confucius, we have nothing today that scholars can be completely sure that Confucius wrote himself. A few things about Confucius are clear. He was born in 551 BC. His parents were not wealthy, nor did they hold a high position in society. Confucius did receive a good education in history and the rituals of this time, and in his later teachings, he often spoke about his high respect for keeping these rituals. His parents died while Confucius was relatively young, and a few of his early jobs included accounting, music, secretarial work, and other menial jobs, which probably required physical labor. Between 507 and 497 BC, Confucius had a job similar to that of a police commissioner. In this job, he heard court cases and decided who should pay fines and who should be punished in other ways. Confucius was not satisfied with serving in this position for the rest of his life. So, he traveled to neighboring regions of China looking for other positions as a diplomat, or possibly as an advisor to some government official. It was not until he was old and approaching the end of his life that Confucius became a teacher of ethics, ritual, and philosophy. He died at the age of 72. The collection of writings that come down to us as the teachings of Confucius are called the Analects of Confucius. There are 20 books in the collection of the Analects, with each of these books being about 5 pages long. From reading the entire collection of writings, various parts of the Analects can be found that do not really agree with each other. For example, in one part of the Analects, one student of Confucius's is described as lazy and lacking in creativity. In another part of the Analects, this same student is described at great length with high praise. Some scholars believe that this could be an example of how students of the person described rewrote parts of the Analects to correct the image of their teacher. Even though the writings which make up the Analects are presented as short dialogues between Confucius and students or famous people of that time, the reader can get a good picture of the type of man that Confucius was. He had a strong character and believed firmly in the goodness of men. He also tried to show his students the importance of culture and education for all people. Especially with regard to education, Confucius believed that learning never stops over one's lifetime, and the best students must be flexible, imaginative, tenacious, and dedicated to learning. Confucius encouraged his students to argue with each other and with him about ethics and morals. He refused to talk about the forces of heaven and life after death. He is quoted in the Analects as saying, "How can we know about death when we have learned so little about life?" Many examples can also be found throughout the Analects where Confucius teases his students. The overall image one gets of the man shows him to have been alert, intelligent, and witty. Regardless of what Confucius himself actually wrote, the ideals and attitudes he is portrayed as having go a long way in telling us what at least his students felt about him as a teacher.